Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden. I'm the team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. And it's a great joy and a privilege to be able to share these thoughts with you. Today we are beginning to look at some psalms, songs from the 90s. So beginning at Psalm 95, and this mini-series will run through to Psalm 99. Let's pause and pray together. The prayer, "Lord, help," is perhaps the most basic and heartfelt of prayers. And Lord, we pray it this morning. Lord, help. We need your help in our lives, and we need your help specifically now to read and to hear and to understand your word and put it into practice. We pray that you would come to us in your transforming power and help us now. In Jesus' name, amen. So we read Psalm 95 together. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. The call to worship that we have here in this psalm is ringing and it's joyful. And we see that it's a call to adoration. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us bow down in worship. We are called to be those who adore our God, who fix our gaze on him, who kiss upwards, as someone has said, in passionate worship. This is one of the things that we have missed in this time of lockdown. Churches coming together as a gathering to praise the Lord by singing and by shouts of praise. Yes, we've done that remotely, and yet it's not the same. And we look forward to the day when we can all praise him together again. We are called to worship. We are called to adore him. This is so important. But we need to recognize something else from this psalm as well. That worship is not only adoration, it's also action. Most of us can think of times when we've been singing away with our lips, but maybe our minds have been engaged elsewhere. And if we're honest, all of us can remember times where we have given ourselves in worship, in praise of our God, we have sung our hearts out, and then the week ahead hasn't been so good. We've disobeyed our God. We've gone away from him. We've struggled to live the life of discipleship. As we've said over and over again in these podcasts, there is grace for us when we fail. There is forgiveness for us when we fall down. And yet we're reminded in these verses that worship is both adoration and action. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah. The people of Israel were praising God with their lips, but their lives told a different story. We are called to whole life worship. We are called to give ourselves as living sacrifices day to day with our God. One of the things that Jesus never said was, now let's have an amazing time of worship. We hear it very often from worship leaders. I know that I've said it myself. But you won't find it on the lips of Jesus. And perhaps the reason for that is that worship is this whole life activity. So there are two encouragements and two challenges this morning. The encouragement is to hear the amazing call to worship and to give ourselves in praise to our God. And the second encouragement is to give ourselves in terms of our whole lives to our God, our concrete everyday, our waking, sleeping lives, what we do in our homes, what we do in our places of work, what we do amongst our family and friends, our neighbours and colleagues, the whole orientation of our lives. And of course, these two encouragements are also the two challenges. May we hear and receive the word of God today. Want to make this concrete in our lives. And to help us to do this, I'm going to use the text of the Francis Ridley Havergal hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. It's obviously worshipping and praising God, but it's also a song of consecration. It's a song of whole life worship. You may know this hymn from the original. You may know it from Chris Tomlin's updated version. These are good words that have helped Christians down the ages to give themselves afresh to their God in real and meaningful ways. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. And so today, O Lord, we pray that you would take our hands, our feet, and indeed make them swift and beautiful for you. take our voices and let us sing praises to you alone. And use those same lips to share you with others. Lord, our finances, our silver and our gold. We don't just give you a tenth, we give all to you and pray that you would direct us to use it as you choose. Lord, our very wills, we want to give them over to you, our hearts. Come and take your place on the throne of our lives. And Lord, our love for you, our love for others. Help us today and every day to give ourselves to you in ways that make a difference. Help us to live different. O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.